Hi, this is Cecilia from Tarot by Cecilia, and this is your tarot card of the day for Tuesday, April 2nd, 2024. We have a really pretty Fool card here today, and yes, I mentioned yesterday our card is the Fool, a day after April Fool's Day, and it is from the Tarot of the Golden Wheel by artist Milo Losenko. Don't quote me, but I seem to remember there being a new deck in the works. Listen to me for any length of time. You know I am like a beacon of positivity, and I do my best. But the placement of this Fool card, it bothers me, okay? It's not the best time for it to show up. Normally, we could be feeling a little more carefree and adventurous, but not today. As you step into April the 2nd, Mercury isn't even retrograde for a full 24 hours. All right, seeing the Fool card show up at this time says impromptu action of any kind is just not a good idea. All right, and you know, we're working today with the Capricorn moon still, which is very grounded, and it will be sextile to Saturn, trine Jupiter, and trine Uranus. The Uranus one has me a little bit concerned, because its level of unpredictability is always just out there, and you don't know what might happen. And Uranus is as spontaneous as our Fool. It tends to happen when we see the Fool, when Mercury's retrograde, and we got all this Aries energy around as well, right? We're coming up to that total solar eclipse on the 8th. And believe me, you know, there are things happening which can be felt now. So you want to guard against doing things which are just, you know, all of a sudden you're over here and you take off and you're over there. It could cause some issues. It's called, you know, risky is a good word to put here, because we can see, you know, things like accidents happen. And I'm not the kind of person, you don't hear me talk about this stuff, but I want everybody to just be careful out there. Stick with your regular agenda. You know, maybe there are some things you can do which are impromptu and, you know, dealing with what we talked about yesterday with the situation which has you stuck. So, you know, it's not to say, but you don't want to do anything crazy. That's the thing. You do not want to do anything crazy. But you might suddenly decide you are going to go do something, and I wish you well. Just know that it's not the time to make the decision. And with Mercury retrograde, everything is re, and we have to review, repeat, redo until we get it right. So yeah, I'd have a listen to that April reading, because it does contain a great deal of information and help you to figure out when the timing will be better. I want to thank you all very much for being here. I'll see you here again tomorrow, and as always, have a great day.